You're listening to the 2019 3CR Invasion Day live special here, coming at you live from the studios here in Smith Street, Fitzroy. In a moment, we're going to have Anisandra Onus from the Jatwarang mob. They're doing the there's a protest or a stand on the Western Highway where they're trying to destroy these amazing old trees. They must be over 1,000 years old. Yeah. Hi, Anisandra.
Hi, Gav. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Arn. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Yeah, and you're up there on the Western Highway?
No, I'm not up there at the moment. I'm actually in Portland at home.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't been camping.
Yeah, but there's still a mob at those trees protesting?
Yes, now just to reiterate, we've got three camps up there.
Yep.
We have the embassy, where DT and Mandy are, and then we have the women and children's one, and then we have another camp protecting the a very important tree.
Yeah, and I've just been told that the government's blocked the your bid to have them protected?
Yes, the federal government's rejected it because on the basis of public safety and the necessity to have the highway altered. Now, all of this, even though we offered them an alternative, we had an alternative was done at, great expense. And that's been just, they don't even mention it. And it also would have saved them money. Now, we believe that they were so arrogant enough to believe, they gave the contractors all the contracts. And, of course, the contractors have employed their mates and they've got mates' rates and
yep.
All that things come into play. At the detriment of Aboriginal people, at the detriment of our cultural heritage, and we're not going to lie down and take it.
What are the significance, Aunt, of these trees?
Now, the trees have several purposes, from birthing to shelter to workplaces. The significance, I would say, is very high in that they have been culturally modified. A report has been done by the expert on culturally modified trees, and there's a wealth of cultural heritage material as well, because the area hasn't been looked at in a proper manner. These sites haven't been afforded the protection they should have. And indeed, one wonders over 6 to 1,000 years how many babies would have been born in the what we call the mother tree. And it's a beautiful tree and very important. I mean, how beautiful is that? And this has never been a real public thing, although non-Indigenous people have even been involved in trying to protect them over the years. One old lady who recently passed away in her 90s, she chained herself to one of the trees to try to stop Vic Rhodes from destroying it. You don't hear much about it.
No.
Our cultural heritage is being constantly eroded, all in the name of not just Vic Rhodes, but in the name of tourism and for all sorts of intents and purposes.
How long, Aunt, have the mob been protesting or gathering at those trees?
No, they've been there now. Now they've been there 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them that are there haven't left. They've been there from the first day.
Yep.
And now that the federal government isn't going to use any of their legislation to help us protect them, we have no other choice but to hopefully get into Ocotree Relief and head into the legal arena, into the courts. And we don't hold much hope here in Victoria. Victoria has never been in any shape or form honest in their legal opinions of Aboriginal people and their connections to country properly.
That's right.
So we'll probably end up in the federal arena, which will be the High Court. And we still don't have a lot of hope, but we hold more hope there than we do here, which is Buckley's and Mum in Victoria.
And is there still people gathering there? Do you want people to still come up and support you?
As I said, we have three camps there.
Yep.
And we're asking for all the assistance we can get. We need people to go up there now and help us to protest. Whilst the weather is a lot better, we have to get ready for the winter again. We have limited accommodation, so if anybody can bring their own tents or even caravans or, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Ararat, I might add, is one of the coldest places in Victoria.
Yep.
And I mean cold, it gets below one, you know, so get expected. But, yeah, no, we need as much help as we can get. And if you can't come up and help us protest, perhaps you can donate. There's a page on, we have a page on Facebook.
Okay.
That people can donate money to.
Yep.
For the trees. I think that's basically been put out before. We're very low on funds now. And we try to keep funds in there for people like elders.
Yes.
We can accommodate them in town so they're not camping out. Well, the weather's not too bad now.
Yeah.
I don't know if my health or my family won't let me anyway camp overnight in a tent now.
No.
I've done my time.
Yep. Well, I understand there's more than 3,000 trees that they're planning to remove.
Yeah, and probably that many that they've already taken.
Yeah.
But like I said, there's no need for this sacrilege. And I mean, that's our history.
Yep.
You know, when you think about the babies that were born in the tree, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
That it's even still there today. And I might add that these particular ones are only there because non-Indigenous people have stood their ground and said no. Mm-hmm. You know, indeed, the government's given more credence to the sun moth than they do to what we think and what we believe. And enough's enough. It's got to stop. I know there's going to be a lot more, Gav. Lot more. And listeners out there, you know, don't be a part of this race to satisfy the impending tourists, because ultimately that's where the buck lies. You know, in Portland we've got like 100 ships a year. I call them love boats.
Okay.
That are to come in here, and the people, they get met at the port, and they're loaded onto their own buses. They're taken to where they want to take them, and that's all gearing up for the big tourism campaign that's going to be out of our Polar Bay, connecting Polar Bay, Lake Conda, the Grampian, you know, all of them.
Right.
And for that, they need infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And here you're about millions of dollars being poured into, like $8 million this year for our area.
Yep.
Which isn't a lot of money, but I made it sound like it was for us, but we don't even see the money. We have no say in who they employ. they get their own contractors and everything's done, you know. And we're opposing some of their methods in some of the places. And so that we're being hung out to dry. But that's not only happening here, that's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
And listeners out there in radio land, please support us and help us to put a stop to these methods that government are employing in the race to accommodate tourists.
Yeah.
But step back and think about what you're doing to the people of the land, what you're continuing to let happen. And you are allowing it to happen if you don't at least make a phone call, send an email to the government protesting against the treatment of Aboriginal people in this country. And let's not forget all the other problems, deaths in custody, incarceration rates, you know, children are still being taken away.
Yep.
It's outrageous. Just go on and on, you know.
Would you call it genocide, Aunt?
It's a move towards genocide. You know, they've committed genocide in many communities, but let's not make it a total genocide. Let's hope you're not going to pick up the paper one day in your time and look at us as if we were the last of the prehistoric race.
Yep.
We don't need to be looked at like that. This country is big enough for all of us. And even though we've been treated in such despicable manners, Aboriginal people are very generous, very caring. We don't hate you. I don't hate anybody, indeed. I love humanity. I'd like to see a day when we can all walk hand in hand.
I think so. Yeah, that's the way. That's what we're looking for.
But it won't happen if this treatment continues.
It's abuse.
You know, you've got to swallow your pride, White Australia, and your shame, and stop it now and start telling the truth about this country. It's why you don't have Aboriginal studies in school. You don't want the kids to know.
No.
You know, you don't want anybody. Why would you really at the end of the day? But it's got to come out. We have to heal too.
That's right.
You know, the non-caring, non-feeling, cold attitude has got to stop.
It's got to stop.
It's the bad one that's doing all that. And it's not good.
Yeah. All right, thanks very much, Auntie Sandra.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed our little discussion today.
Oh, I'm sure the people love it, and they love to hear about the trees and about Aboriginal heritage and what's happening and stuff on the front line, and you guys are on the front line up there on the Western Freeway near the Western Highway near Ararat. Yeah.
And they're doing a wonderful job, our warriors there. Black and white, more white than black, you know.
Yeah, right. All right then. Thanks very much, Auntie Sandra.
All right. Have a respectful day.
Yeah, you too, Aunt.
We can't call it a happy day.
No, you can't.
No.
All right then. All respect to you and love at you, and have a good invasion survival day.
Yeah, back at you all, darling.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, and then we're just talking to Auntie Sandra there at she was down in Portland, Japwarung lady, Gunditj Mara, talking about the trees on the Western Highway and how the government's not going to save the trees.